Speaking of the media, I just got kicked out of the Kiwi Journalists Association today, which, ironically, a few hours after I told them, okay, I'm sorry, I'm just going to stop posting in this group now. Just like, that's, you know, New Zealand journalists are like, that's not good enough, he's not going to post here, we also don't want him to have any possibility of participating. And then, incidentally, they then run a post on the page saying, we kick Vinny out because he's flaming all the time and flagrant disregard for bloody journalism. And it's like, look, I'm sorry that I'm not a douchebag who's on denial of reality, who thinks that discussing sport and wanky bollocks is actually something that interests me. Okay, I'm sorry that I'm not one of you.
Yeah. Well, I like how you refer it to all forms of scumbaggery.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I mean, look, the thing about scumbaggery is that it's all-encompassing. I came up with the theory of fractal scumbaggery. Like, the fractal universe theory is everything's just a smaller version or a large version of something, and as soon as you zoom in, it starts to, like, a whole new world starts to come into light. And that's what scumbaggery is like to me. You know, every little instance of scumbaggery you start to look into, like, all new worlds of scumbaggery, whole new universes of scumbaggery start to come to light. And this is the first time I was actually ever invited, probably the second time, that I was invited to participate in anything that mainstream media people get invited to. The first time I basically was at a bar, and these journalists were sitting around, you know, patting themselves on the back because they managed to raise $500. Okay, these are people that get paid like $1,000 a week kind of thing. They managed to raise $500 for the families of 16 journalists in the Philippines who got executed, and they raised $500 to support their families. And they're all like, yeah, aren't we good? Aren't we good people? It's like, dude, I once made $500 by myself at a protest selling DVDs to people, and then I took that money just to pay my rent so I could get five people who'd had their families assassinated by government agents and stuff like that on the air to tell their story by my frickin' self. You're all pathetic scum. Okay, I'm going to throw them all under the bus here. apart from those other little ones, there's people in the media who are good at heart, but they just do their job, you know, and their job is to do evil, more or less, to cover up the truth, to lie to people, to manipulate people. And what I noticed is whenever I'm commenting or doing anything in this Facebook group, you get this arrogance, like they know what reality is. One of the admins referred to the public as the unwashed masses. Like, no kidding, I've got the screenshot, it's on my Facebook wall, you can go and check it out, bro. They literally think they're better than everybody else, they think they're smarter than everybody else, they think they know everything that's in reality, and anything that comes out of my mouth is instantly treated with hate, disdain, and condescendence. And it was just like, and they're always insulting me, right? Ad hominem attacks, you get that kind of stuff among people. And then, of course, all of those people that ad hominem attacked me and what have you, none of them got kicked out for breaching the group protocols because all the admins were scum too.
It's a club.
I got kicked out of a clique of morons who deny reality and hate truth. Dodge that bullet.
Yeah, I mean, is it a badge of honor or is it an insult? It's hard to tell.
Well, when I interviewed John Perkins, he said he'd been interviewed thousands of times on many, many different radio shows. And he says, there's many people who do what you do, Vinny, but you're the best. Right? And it's coming from frickin' John Perkins, the guy who wrote The Economic Hitman. He's been in dozens and dozens of documentaries, so many documentaries that he can't even remember which ones he's been in kind of thing. And he said, I'm the best. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And routinely I'll interview people who've been on, like, George Norrie. And they'll tell me, like, Vinny, oh my god, the interview with you was so great, and it was way better than George Norrie and that kind of thing. So I had to remind myself of that, actually, because when you're being attacked by people who are scum, it doesn't matter, because the brain doesn't have a firewall. It's actually very difficult to just kind of block and ignore things and not let them into your consciousness. So I just kind of had to remind myself, I'm a good person, I'm a good radio show host, I care about people, I do my job well, and I serve humanity very, very well, and nothing these people can say has any relevance.